day like today, where there are so many different sessions and you're hearing so many different people, so of course, my usual venue is to do a serious she'or, and from the she'or, you can understand values and core ideas. For a day like today, where you're hearing so many people and so many different options, so I'm not going to be working that way. What I'm going to be trying to do is first to speak about certain ideas that I think are very important today that are getting lost in the shuffle.
How are you?
Hi, everybody. So good to see everybody here. So that's number one, what I'd like to do is number one, to really set certain ideas and certain concepts, because I think in the short amount of time that we have, that's the best thing to do. If I have time in the end, I'm just going to show how we actually manifest those ideas and how we actually work those things out in the actual study, learning, and things like that. But I really want to just give over certain core ideas that I think are missing, right, from many things that we do today. So first of all, I think today is really a day about transmitting core values. There's no way that you can hear so many people and have real shiurim one after the other. Meaning, especially according to my value system, what I believe in, that's against everything I stand for. So it's not like, oh, we'll do a marathon and we'll hear 20 different ideas, you know, 20 different serious shiurim. That can't happen. What I'd like to do is really speak about certain core values that I think, you know, can guide us for today. Number one, and I'm gonna, you know, really speak very organized in a list and really try to give over certain ideas. Number one, I think the problem today is form versus substance. We're so into form, we're so into the medium of how things are given over that we're totally getting away from content. We're totally getting away from substance. Even in the media world, if you look at the internet and you look at all the big companies, what is everyone going after today? What's the big thing that everyone's trying to find? Content. Content is what is really important. So number one, I think this idea of form versus content, that we have to get back to content. We have to get back to the ideas that we're teaching. What are we teaching, right? The content is really important, and I would like to even, you know, give it over as an idea that really Torah content should be supreme. Content is king. Without content, no matter how nice you wrap it, no matter how nicely you give it over, no matter how charismatic you are, no matter if you stand on your head or you have great charts, if you're not giving over anything of value that people will walk out later and be able to transmit into their lives and has long-standing influence, it's not really worth anything. So I think our focus, number one, has to be back to content, that content is very important. Rabbi Bezdin used to say a great line for all of you who remember Rabbi Bezdin, Alav Shalom. So he used to always say, it, not about it. And I think what's happening in our society is that we're always, and again, I'm doing that today, and all of you who know me, many of you know me, you know I never do this, right? I always talk it. But today, in the short time that we have, I thought, okay, I'm going to, you know, use it as a bully pulpit to vent some of my ideas of things that are going on today. So I think it, and not about it, is really the focus that we have to have, which means what happened to the content? What happened to the Dvar Hashem? What happened to the details? What happened to Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh of knowing how to read it, knowing how to learn it, knowing how to transmit it? You will never create a Gadol Hador. You can never create responsible citizens. It doesn't have to be a great person. You can't create responsible citizens if they're not going to own the material, if they're not going to understand it, they're not going to feel a part of it. So maybe you'll be inspired momentarily, but our community is about values that go on with the Masorah that continue for generations. We're not going to be able to give anything over to our kids, to our grandkids, to inculcate anything in ourselves if we don't really get serious about it and value it and really, you know, work the details of some of the things that are very important for us. Another thing that I would like to point to is that we have the content, which means the big problem in the outside world today is they're constantly looking for content. They have to look for programs, they have to look for other things, right? But we really have the content. We have Torah, we have Navi, we have Ketuvim, we have Torah Shebichtav, we have Torah Shebaal Peh, right? We have so many different works that really have been put together and really been worked out throughout all the generations, and we still today are adding on to that body of work. That I think that we have to look back and realize that we do have a treasure trove that we're adding to, but we absolutely remotely have the content. And for us to try to think all the time that we have to reinvent everything and we have to really sell it in a, you know, an unusual way, yes, I think form is very important. The medium that you give it over, trying to inspire people and other things. But many times we get so caught up and we're forgetting what we want to transmit, that we're always thinking of how we're going to transmit it, that we're forgetting that we actually have to transmit something. What do you want to give over? What do you want to see in 20 years, 100 years? We've been around for thousands of years. And the reason we've been around for thousands of years is because we have something very solid that we've been able to transmit from generation to generation, and that is our Mesorah. And every generation has figured out, right, how to give it over. But if you're not a master of it, if you don't own it, if you don't take the material seriously, it is going to get lost, and then you will not have continuity. So I think that that's very important. We get so caught up right in the moment that we're forgetting our long-term goal. I also want to say that there were two ways that the Torah was given. Number one, the first one was with Kolot Ubrakim, thunder and lightning. First time we got the Torah, thunder and lightning. It was very amazing on Har Sinai, right? And Moshe came down with the Luchot. But in the long run, what happened was that Moshe really broke the first Luchot that he came with. That was given with thunder and lightning, charismatic, amazing experience. And the second time Moshe went up and he got the Luchot, he received the Luchot, and it was transmitted to Bnei Israel through his constant teaching and giving it over. That constancy of giving it over. Ela mishpatim asher tassim lifnehem, of giving it over, the details, all the things that have to do it, crunching through it, amalah shel Torah, working it out. And I think that's also something that we have to really get back, the idea that for anything that you want, you really have to work hard on, right? We say that about business, we say that about your job, we say that about everything else. A marriage, right, you have to work on it. So, okay, you know, once the chuppah, you know, it's so exciting that, you know, will last throughout the entire marriage. Or, you know, you'll be successful in your business and you don't have to work on it every single day and become an expert. You have to become an expert at it. And I think about our Judaism and our Torah and other things, we also have to realize you have to invest the time. You have to become an expert at it. You have to realize it's something that takes a lot of work. It's not like, oh, if you have this emotional and experiential feeling or if you're inspired, that that's going to last. That's important. But I think the idea that the Torah that we really learn and was given over for generations is the Torah that was given b'tinah, in private, to Moshe on Har Sinai, and he transmitted it over to Bnei Israel. I think that's also a very important idea and an important value, this idea that it's okay that we have to realize that you have to work hard on it, and you have to invest in it, and you have to see it as long-term goals, and it might not be exciting every single moment, but we all know from our own lives that if you invest in something and you work hard in it and you feel an ownership for it, that's the thing that you enjoy the most. And that's the thing that makes you proud the most because you put the energy into it and you became an expert at it and you really think that this is an important part of my life. So I think that that is also very important. Next, my next idea is this idea of Torah literacy, which means we're all reading in the newspapers. The latest study that came out is what do you have to do? You have to read to children from what age? From birth. The latest study is that you have to read to your children from birth. Because if you don't read to them from birth, right, they're going to be behind everybody else. And also this idea of a core curriculum versus a balanced literacy curriculum, which means we have to think about what do we want to give ourselves? What do we want to give our kids? What do we want to give the next generations? What is Judaism going to look like? And we have that in our own hands right now. If we raise an illiterate population, Judaism and Torah values in the next generation is going to be illiterate. Everything about our Mesorah is Torah Sheba'al Peh that was put together in language. It's Torah Shebichtav that was given as a written document. The whole idea is that we can have children that don't know how to read Hebrew, don't know how to read Torah, don't know how to daven well because the words don't mean anything to them, right? How are we going to sustain that long term? Not only, oh, how are we going to make Talmidei Chachamim? Of course, you know, great leaders, you always have to have a core. They're going to be great intellectuals, great learners, okay? So we're always going to have that. Even today, when you talk about, you know, the media generation, come on, we've all been exposed to unbelievable students, unbelievable kids, even with all this distraction today, who totally surpass, you know, so many different individuals that we know. Because they work hard at it, even with all these distractions, they can really maintain that kind of level. But let's talk about the majority, right, out there, which means if we don't teach on every individual level, whatever level they are. I'm not expecting everyone to be a great sage, a great Talmid Chacham, a great Talmidah Chachama, right? But if we don't impart these values and knowledge and skills on every single level, Chanoch L'Nar Arpi Darko, I'm not saying everyone has to be the same thing, but in every school, in every group, right, we have to differentiate the learning. But differentiated learning doesn't mean that you only have a certain group that you're going to teach them these values and really educate them in a way that they can understand the material. On every level, there's a way, right, to inculcate these values and learning, right, to each different level of individual. Just like we expect everybody to be literate on some level, everybody should know how to read, right? That's something we expect. Everyone should have some kind of understanding that when they take a text, they understand what it says. Everyone has to have values, right, that they can identify and say, this is what I stand for. Everyone has to know how to daven, and to daven, and to know what it says, right? There's certain basic things that I think everyone really needs to know, and what's happening today is that we're shying away from it. No one has attention spans. I think today's a great example, right? Everything has to be a half hour, 20 minutes. We're getting it in. Everyone, could you tell me, I want to have a review session afterwards, and everyone tell me, right, what they learned, you know, in all the nine people that, you know, they heard. And again, a day like today is important. This is like the kolos brachim. Every so often you need one of these, you know, kind of showy days. Oh, we're all ecstasy, we're all together, you know, we all learn, we're all learning certain values, right? And we all identify with each other. We realize that these are important issues. But if we think for a moment that just because we came today, right, and we heard everyone speak, that we solved the problem, that's our biggest problem. Which means, okay, identifying the problem is important. But we have to work hard on it as parents, as teachers, right, as community leaders, which means the effort, the long term, the idea of Masorah and constancy, I think is something that we have to work on. So just like the first thing I said was content is king, I'm doing it like, you know, I've done a whole bunch of these internet things, so I know what goes, you know, okay, you got to get your message out quick. But number one, content is king. We're totally forgetting that. Number two, as I said, I think literacy, Torah literacy is something that we have to really advocate. I think that's falling through the wayside. It's okay for us if the kids don't understand davening. It's okay for us if they don't know how to learn Chumash or Mefarshim or to learn Gemara or to learn Mishnah. That's not acceptable because you can teach that on every single level. We don't have to make everyone on the same level, even though that should be our goal, because you don't realize how many people have hidden abilities that we're just not channeling them and we're not really pushing them to do excellent work. We're okay with everybody being, you know, or a certain kind of mediocrity. I think that's a shame. So I think we have to aim high, but we also have to realize, right, that there's so many different ways to really give over different information, and especially these core values. Okay, so to give this idea over, I just want to say a few things from Tefillah that all of us encounter every single day, and especially a special day like Rosh Chodesh today, but I want to bring something that we say every single day from the time that we're little kids. Reshit Chokhma Yirat Hashem Sechel Tov L'Choloseihem Tilato Omedet La'ad. One of the first things we teach little kids in davening is this mantra, is this part of Tefillah. And I think it's very important for us as well, right? Reshit Chokhma Yirat Hashem. Part of the idea, when we focus on text and we focus on literary skills, sometimes what we're missing is the Yirat Hashem. Sometimes when we, you know, talk so much about, you know, the words and the language, we're forgetting the message. You can't teach Torah without the message. There's always the message included. So literacy doesn't just mean, okay, they could read, they understand the word. It means internalizing the values. And to internalize the values, we have to also give over Yirat Hashem, Yirat Shamayim, as the prerequisite for anything else that we do. So Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem, and it's not just Jewish content, any content. To understand the world, to understand anything, you have to have Yirat Hashem, because number one, Yirat Hashem teaches you a certain kind of humility, in addition to, of course, understanding that God controls the world. And once you have a little bit of humility, then you're willing to learn, then you're open, then you realize there are many things way above you, and the more humble you are, right, the greater, right, you can really achieve, and the highest things you can achieve. We all have this experience. When you go to a doctor, right, the greatest doctor that you go to, and if you ask a question he doesn't know, he'll admit that he doesn't know and he's going to look it up, because this is a learning experience. If you go to Talmid Chacham and you ask him questions, right, if they say, I don't know, I'm going to look it up, or I have to think about that, right, that's something that you can appreciate, because every single exposure, right, is this kind of learning experience. So, Reshit Chokhma Yirat Hashem, Sechel Tov L'Cholosehem, right? Once you have the prerequisite of Yirat Shamayim, then you can really understand things. Then you have a Sechel Tov. That is a good foundation. Tehillato omedet la'ad. Then, right, the Tehillah and the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be forever. Which means you start with Yirat Shamayim, then you get the knowledge, right? And that is going to really establish for us this idea, right, that we can give Tehillah to Hashem, and also that it's going to be forever. The next level is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. What's the idea, right, of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? We have to really understand, right, that everything is, number one, Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, right? Moshe then taught us the Torah, and this became our Mesorah, this idea of continuity, which means if we look at ourselves as only our generation and don't see ourselves as part of this bigger Mesorah, then we can many times feel that we don't have to be responsible, because whatever works for me is what's important. But if we see ourselves within this bigger legacy, that we have to make sure, right, that we are that link in the chain that's going to really continue for the next generation, then we have a much bigger responsibility. And what we saw with Moshe especially is that every great leader in Am Yisrael always educated someone to be a Talmid Chacham or to be the leader of the next generation. Which means we have to have in mind that we have to really establish leaders for the next generation, right? In all different areas, not just in learning, of course in learning, right? I'm keeping my focus pretty, you know, narrow for today. But we have to have make sure that we have leaders that can really make sure that the next generation is going to be successful. Which means we can't just focus, oh, on ourselves and our own success, which means we also have to look long-term. And in anything that we do, we have to have that ability, right, to really put our finger on what's going to work long-term. And Shema b'ni musar avicha va'al titosh torat imecha. These are the psukim, right? We teach kids from a very young age, and also speaks to us. Which means many times we think that the school is going to be responsible to educate, right? But really parents, grandparents, even our siblings, right? But Shema b'ni musar avicha va'al titosh torat imecha, make sure that the parents are involved. The mother and father have to also be involved in the education of the child. We can't always relegate it to the school, because the home is really where all the action happens, the values, right? And we have to really work in partnership, right, with what's going on, right, in the schools and in the society. One way to do that, right, is this idea that we saw in Baha'alotcha, is the idea of Ba'alotcha et hanerot, meaning how do we implement this? And what is our goal? I think our goal is to make the students, our kids, our community, the people around us, independent. And what does that mean? We have this idea, Ba'alotcha et hanerot, right? Just a few weeks ago did Parshat Ba'alotcha. And the idea of Ba'alotcha et hanerot, right, when you kindle the lights in the Mishkan, eventually in the Beit HaMikdash, so we have a beautiful midrash in Shabbat Kaf Aleph that says Shetehei Shalhevet Olam Me'eleha, that the flame should really go up and glow on its own. So what's the point? Shetehei Shalhevet Olam Me'eleha, meaning on the one hand, right, if you teach someone, if you give someone fish, right, so you're feeding them for a day. This famous classic phrase, if you give someone fish, you're feeding them for a day. And that's what we're doing in our community. We're throwing out ideas, we're giving people, you know, knowledge, we're giving them sound bites, but we're not giving them enough of the tools that they can be independent of their own and also be developing as individuals, that they can also be creative, that they can also own the material. And again, I think this goes back to the idea of skills, which means we're underestimating a lot of the people, right, that we have exposure to and that we are influencing. And the key is really to make sure that we are giving over the skills and the knowledge and the love and the excitement that these individuals will be inspired and also skilled and trained that they could do it on their own. None of us would want to go to a doctor, right, who didn't go to serious medical school, right, and then to be a neurosurgeon, you want someone who just spent a few months on it, right? They spend years and years and years, and that's in every single area, which means we expect expertise in all different areas, but we're not expecting it on the most important thing and value that is the Torah values of our life. And these are the kind of values, lo b'shamayim hi, everybody can reach their top potential. And we're not trying to tap that. And I think that's a big mistake. I think that's part of, you know, society in general. We're always worried, you know, to set certain standards. And I think that's a mistake. So I think number one, shetehe ashal hevet olam eileha. And number two, right, in Pirkei Avot, it says, ha'amidu talmidim harbei. You have to set up many students. And what is ha'amidu talmidim harbei? That you have to have a lot of students. There are two ways to look at it. The first one is you have to really establish many students, which means everybody has a right to learn. There was a debate during the time of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, are we only going to teach an exclusive club? Right, we'll only have a few excellent talmidim because everyone else really doesn't have the ability. So we're going to leave them all. They can all be amaratim, right? They won't be very learned, and we're only going to focus on a tiny group. And the final decision was hamidu talmidim harbe. You really have to establish many students, which means everybody has a right to learn. Everybody has access to Torah. You don't know what people are going to contribute because everybody in their own way contributes something beautiful. But we have to make it that these individuals can, right, access these skills and can access what is in them, that they have a way to contribute in so many different ways. Another way of explaining ha'amidu talmidim harbe is you have to be able to stand them up on their feet. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe. Reb Rosenzweig likes to say that a lot. Which means, how do you really teach individuals? You want to get them to a point where they can stand on their own 2 feet. Which means you don't want to make them dependent on you. And this is a beautiful relationship between Moshe and Yoshua. On the one hand, Moshe made Yoshua a great leader that he continues throughout the generations. But how did Yoshua always see himself, right? He always saw himself, right, as Moshe's Talmud. He was always Eved Moshe. And that's the beautiful relationship. On the one hand, you move ahead. But on the other hand, you always look back to your rebbeim, to your leaders, who inspired you, and yet they give you the ability to go forward, right? Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, right, the Rav Zatzal, is a great example of that, that really established so many Talmidim, who they on their own are now establishing other Talmidim, but that was the focus, and how was it done? Through serious learning, through role modeling, through spending the time and the hours, right, of giving over very serious Dvar Hashem, of getting into, right, the details and the substance, as opposed to just speaking about different, you know, ideas and things like that. So, again, in a short time, right, all of you who know me, usually we do our shiurim, and we look at the language. So I just want to make a few comments that really speak about this idea. Number one, right, we spoke about these kind of ideas and approaches. But the most important thing is, how do you really implement these ideas? And I think the way we implement these ideas is, number one, that we have to go back to the original text. We have to go back and learn. When you're learning Tanakh, you go back and learn the Psukim and Tanakh. You look at the Mefarshim, you look at the Midrashim, and to get values out of it. Whenever you're learning, or whenever you're going to prepare a she'ur, or you're hearing a she'ur, also try to figure out, so what am I learning from this? Not just textually. The beauty of Torah is that it's Torah Lishma. On its own right, it's even just aesthetically beautiful, intellectually beautiful and challenging, and in its own right, it has value, whether it's Torah Shebichtav or Torah Shebaalpeh. When you learn it, just the function, the way the form is, the ideas. On the other hand, not only the intellectual ideas, but the moral values, which means everything has to come with a moral value, with a lesson, with something that I'm taking away from this that will really enhance my life, right, whether intellectually, but of course also from the Torah halachic moral and ethical plane. Another thing, if you don't know the language and you're not exposed to the language, right, then you can't see the beauty in it, because a lot of it is the language, how it's written, what the subtleties are. And I think that we're getting away from that too much. And again, I'm here getting away from it totally, which I almost never do, right? But because I think it's important, right, to make sure that when we come out of here, that we understand that our goal is to go back to the sources. Our goal is to get back to content. Our goal is to get back to skills. Our goal is to get back to literacy. Our goal is to make sure that Shema Bani Musar Avicha Va'al Titosh Torah Tivecha, that we're all involved. It's not the school's job. It's not only the parents' job. It's not only the community's job, which means we really have to see that it's our responsibility to make sure that these things happen, which means I think that we have to feel empowered and responsible that these goals are going to be met. And again, I think this idea of Torah literacy is a very important value and a goal for us, because more and more as we're exposed and teaching, right, I think that because it takes time and it takes energy and it's boring sometimes to do the skill in order to read well and in order to understand well, and we want to make school fun and we want to make life fun and we don't want to be critical of certain things, that we're not focusing on certain values, which again, I think could be done in a fun way. I thought they were fun when I was, you know, learning them and, you know, things like that. But I think that we have to get back to these core values. That I think a lot of the ideas that we have are very good. A lot of the things we're seeing in the media, I think, are very good. A lot of the new learning experiences are very good. There's so much out there that is so good and they're so useful, both psychologically, meaning that we have so many, you know, great resources on the psychological side, and also great resources in the educational side. There's so much that's going on in education and trying to understand these kind of details, that if we use those in order to focus on, right, advancing the skills and advancing how we connect with the material and understanding and making sure that Dvar Hashem and the majesty of Dvar Hashem become central, I think that we really can then move ahead and really establish and make sure, right, that the next generation is really going to appreciate and learn these kinds of things. And in the end, I think Tilato Medet La'ad, which means our job is to make sure that Tilato Medet La'ad, right, that the Torah, that the values, that the message, that the Masorah is going to continue. And I want to make sure that our community plays a very important role in this Masorah for the next generation. Sometimes, you know, we get focused on other things and we think other people are responsible. No one else is responsible. We are in that nexus of understanding the world and of understanding Torah and realizing the primacy of Torah and Yirat Shamayim. We who can integrate these two ideas are the nexus where the greatness is going to come for the next generation, where the ideas are really going to flourish and they're really going to develop. But we have to invest in it. We have to realize the value, and we have to realize the content is important, and we also have to have Torah literacy. Thank you very much. Thank you.